Minister, along with Jonathan Van Tam, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer for England.
Right, I'm talking to you today because it is now safe for you to start learning. So yes, children at Fourfields can go to school if they walk to school through one gate and leave via the other gate. That's not the gate you enter. But parents must wear a mask, as it is not safe, but it is safe for your children. Yes, I think it must be the height thing, possibly. Anyway, it is vital that children remain hungry, I mean nourished, so they should bring a packed lunch and a water bottle, but not in a bag, as bags contain corona. Oh no, they don't. Why can't I have bags then? No, right. Anyway, with regard to the classroom, children must be in bubbles of 30. I know I said bubbles of 6, but teachers all know that 5 times 6 is 30. With regards to other parts of the curriculum, you can paint, but not with a paintbrush. You may throw, but not catch. You may sing, but not loudly or sideways. And finally, you may colour, but not share the colours. Most of this will not be an issue, as they will be too busy washing hands. So remember, stay home, unless you are a child, then go to school. But protect the NHS by using wet paper towels instead of paracetamol. And finally, save lives, but don't touch anyone you wish to save unless you have washed your hands. Thank you.
Wow, what an intro that was from one of our key stage one children.
That wasn't a child.
What? He's in charge of who? Anyway, hello and welcome to the Fourfields Babble with me, Julia, and Jack. Where are you, Jack?
Sorry, Julia, just washing my hands again. It certainly has been a funny time to be a child in a school.
Trapped like a prisoner within four walls, no friends, no playing, all alone, staring into the abyss from the same chair all day, with hands so raw from washing that even to hold a pencil is like a dagger through my heart.
Bit dramatic, Julia. Anyway, I wonder what the children at Fourfields thought about being in lockdown and now being back at school.
In home learning, I enjoyed choosing what I wanted to do, but I missed writing English stories.
I like teaching my mummy and daddy how to dance.
I like making dens for my sister.
The best thing about doing home learning was spending more time with my mum than usual.
My favourite thing in lockdown was making cookies and taste testing them.
My favourite thing was doing the maths things that my teacher set me, but I miss my friends and doing the times tables test.
Wow! Some great stories of lockdown fun there.
I heard over lockdown that a boy in year two called Josh did something pretty amazing. Over to our head teacher, Mrs. Blythe, who is with Josh now.
So I'm in my office at the moment with a superstar in our school called Joshua.
Yeah.
So Mom and you came into our school with these massive boxes. Can you tell us what was in the boxes?
We had all different stuff like chocolate, biscuits, sweets, and we hid the one at the bottom. And we put some crisps in there.
Yeah, so you'd put lots of yummy things as well. But also, what was really good was that you thought about our health, because there were some healthy things.
Apples and bananas.
So tell me, why did you think of doing that for the teachers?
Because we wanted to raise money for the teachers.
Why did you want to do that? What was important about you doing that for the teachers?
We wanted to do it so then we can make the teachers happy.
Oh, and it really, really did. And we were so happy. So you did it by raising money, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you raise the money?
My mum's and dad's family were giving me £10 and £20 notes.
Wow, that's a lot. For doing what?
Bike rides.
Okay, so tell me a little bit more about the bike rides. How many did you do?
Altogether I managed to reach 36 miles and my longest was 8 miles.
Wow, so you did an 8 mile bike ride. Can you remember how many days you had to keep cycling for?
I went for like
a week, and then I had a day off, and then I went again.
Yeah, because everybody needs a rest, because your legs are quite little still, aren't they? So you did this amazing thing, and you asked people to raise money, and you did that for our school, and it was a fabulous thing to do, and we are really, really grateful, and it made us very happy. So thank you, Josh.
Wow, what an amazing thing to do.
What's that song I keep hearing, Julia?
That's our head teacher. She used to be a professional dance singer, don't you know? Mr. Hammond made a video of all the children still at school, and Mrs. Blythe sang. It went viral and even got on the news.
Wow, that is amazing.
I wonder what the teachers did when they weren't at school.
Well, during lockdown, my wife gave birth to my beautiful son, Arthur. So I spent the most of the start of lockdown and home learning at home, kind of learning how to be a dad while putting things on seesaw for all the children at home.
At the beginning of lockdown, although I was doing home learning, I seemed to have more time to enjoy the lovely weather and my garden, and actually took up running.
At Borefields, I'm the assistant head teacher, but on the days that I was in during lockdown, I was working in the office, manning the phones, and I found out what it was really like to be part of the office team.
So I'm a Year 5 teacher at Borefields, and during the lockdown period, I spent some days working with some of the key worker children in school. But when I wasn't there, and I wasn't helping my class with their home learning, I did baking.
Well, that's about it from us here at the Borefields Babble.
I don't know about you, but I've loved hearing about all the wonderful things everyone has been getting up to. That's it from us, so all that is left to do is to say goodbye.
Thanks for listening. Stay safe and remember, wash those hands.
Bye! Bye.